Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
And as you would imagine, Micheál Omar Herthig dominating the front pages today. The front of the Irish Daily Star, "We'll never see his mic again," is the headline. The Irish Sun, "A legend of the microphone, Micheál Omar Herthig leaves us age 93. Their headline, "Slán a Cara Kolosov." Then the Irish Daily Mail has a tribute by Philip Nolan on the front of that paper. "Micheál Omar Herthig, playful with words, elegant with imagery. He made the unseen almost tangible." There are pages and pages and pages of tributes to Micheál Omar Herthig in the papers today. I saw a piece Marty Morrissey wrote where he was saying that we didn't need social media with Micheál Omar Herthig because he painted the picture for us on the radio. So as I say, lots of tributes to Micheál Omar Herthig and Tommy Gorman in the papers today. RT former Northern editor Tommy Gorman, who also died yesterday. Just a dreadful day for the nation with in terms of all of this news coming out. Staying with RTE, it's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. "A fifth of RTE staff will have to work outside Dublin by the time 400 jobs are cut," its director general told staff yesterday. Kevin Backhurst briefed staff on these big changes to modernise RTE. "So we know that they're going to outsource the production of Fair City and The Late Late Show to the independent sector, and they're going to make its Dublin base smaller and more cost effective." He says that they're a bit behind and they can't hang around. So a fifth of staff are going to work outside Dublin. Mr. Backhurst's plan apparently wasn't met with universal approval during a staff meeting yesterday, because one staff member asked him, "Are you telling me that seriously the answer to all these problems is to get rid of the people who actually make the TV programmes?" So he said he'd reform, and he's trying to reform RTE. So I'm sure some RTE employees will be glad not to have to commute into the city centre. There are plenty of RTE employees who live in Kildare. If they don't have to go into the offices in Dublin, they may be happy with that. But for others, they're living in the city centre, they'll want to stay working there. Irish Independent looks at the Aer Lingus work to rule, which begins today. Interesting to see how the airport will be this morning. But no reprieve for families as Aer Lingus strike talks fail is the headline. Travel chaos still looms for thousands of Aer Lingus passengers as last-ditch talks failed to bring a resolution to a dispute that has already caused huge disruption. I think we've probably got used to in this country having these big dramatic moments where both sides meet until 4 a.m, and then there's some sort of agreement announced. Not the case with Aer Lingus and the pilots. The work to rule is going ahead. Labour Court says it can't intervene at this time, but they have asked the pilots' union and the airline not to escalate the dispute before they meet again on July 1st. But as it stands, there's no certainty on the horizon. Work to rule began at midnight, and then we have the big strike on Saturday as well. Passengers are fearful of further strike action, says the Indo. The Irish Daily Mirror, marching orders. Cathal Crotty, the soldier, faces being booted out of the army in the next week, the Irish Mirror understands. He admitted attacking Natasha O'Brien, but the 22-year-old was spared jail. However, army top brass have already started discharge processes, and as Natasha O'Brien, who was on News Talk yesterday, she was given a standing ovation in the Dáil. Taoiseach Simon Harris said there should be no hiding place in the Defence Forces for people like Crotty. You can listen back to Natasha's interview. She was in studio with Andrea Gilligan on Lunchtime Live in Limerick, and you can listen to that on podcast on newstalk.com. The Irish Times, Fianna Fáil TDs and Ministers of State are vying for a spot at the cabinet table, so they all want Jack Chambers' job. Obviously, Micheál Martin has to decide how to fill the vacancy left by super junior Jack Chambers following his promotion. He will now be finance minister, replacing Michael McGrath, who, as we know, is going to be EU commissioner. He's going to be on News Talk Breakfast this morning as well, just after 8, if you want to tune into that. So now all eyes are on who replaces Jack Chambers. An existing minister of state could get the nod as super junior, they reckon. But then they also say there's speculation mounting on Cormac Devlin, James Lawless, Niamh Smith, Cathal Crowe, Christopher O'Sullivan, Jennifer Murnane O'Connor and Padraig O'Sullivan. The final decision on new appointments may not be announced until tomorrow. I'm not sure many people are on the edge of their seat to find out who the new Super Junior is going to be, but you'd understand how there's interest in Fianna Fáil in that particular job. Inside the Irish Times, the project director appointed to oversee the planned Dublin Metro Link is going to be paid €550,000 a year under a deal approved by the government. Sean Sweeney from New Zealand will also receive €30,000 or up to €30,000 in relocation expenses, while his private health insurance cover and a car will also be provided. So that will mean that he'll be earning €550,000 for the expenses. The Department of Transport said that they had a comprehensive benchmarking exercise, which they carried out into pay into such roles, and they found that the average remuneration is about €623,000. So they say this is in line with other projects around the world, and that's why Mr. Sweeney will be paid that amount. Speaking of money, the Irish Independent looks at how much Michael McGrath is going to get as EU Commissioner. So we know that he'll earn €25,910 a month, which brings the salary to €310,000 a year. However, there's also an entertainment allowance, hotel room service and family benefits, some of the perks there. EU commissioners are entitled to a residence allowance, which is equal to 15% of their salaries, so they're allowed €3,886 a month to cover their housing costs while they serve in Europe. And then when they begin their new posts in Brussels, they're given an installation allowance, which could be €1,400. And then when they finish up in office, they're given a resettlement allowance. Separately, they're given €607 a month in entertainment expenses. They also get a travelling allowance of €50 a day, and they get family entitlements too. They're entitled to receive €1,500 in parental leave allowance, €471 a month in dependent child allowance, and €320 a month in education allowance. It's a nice job if you can get it. Travellers are struggling to make ends meet, according to the Irish Examiner. More than 85% of them have difficulty making ends meet, compared to a quarter of the general population. This was carried out by MABS, and it's called the Financial Unwellness Report. Only 40% of travellers would be able to deal with a significant financial shock, compared to 80% of the population. And 60% of travellers would need to borrow money within 1 month if they lost their main source of income, compared to 12% of the population. Now, on the other end of the scale, speaking of very wealthy people, J-Lo in The Sun is being very brave because she sat on a normal plane rather than a private plane. The Sun says that Jennifer Lopez ditched her private jet for a €235 plane ticket. She's just like the rest of us when she flew into Paris Fashion Week. She was spotted sleeping in a window seat on the plane from Naples. Now, it's not all sort of doom and gloom because she was on a luxury yacht in Italy and then flew from Italy to Paris. But she went cattle class, and an onlooker said J-Lo really is still Jenny from the block. We couldn't believe she was flying cattle class with the rest of us. She was tucked under a blanket and she had her security guard on the aisle next to her. Finally, what makes you happy is in the eye, and this is research carried out by Sun Life, asking people over 50 what brought them the most happiness. Family comes out on top. I think that's sort of an answer you're expected to give, but anyway, apparently 87% of people over 50 say family is the number one thing that makes them happy, followed by good health, money, sports and hobbies, their partner, surely that's classed as family, then travel, pets, sunshine, food and drink, and nature.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.